This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You know, doing it for the sake of a headline, what we're seeing with these governors is irresponsible, and it's inhumane. It's inhumane.
You want to know what's not inhumane, according to Kamala Harris, sister girl? Leaving them where they are. That's not humane. Leaving these illegals in a sanctuary state is not, I mean, in a border state, is not inhumane. But the minute you move them to some leftist enclave, then suddenly it becomes inhumane. Isn't it interesting how the double standard works? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Well, not to fool me. You don't get all of me. Sorry, you can't have all of me. Not yet, anyway. I'm still a little bit under the weather, as you can tell. But still bringing that, not quite. You know, I tell you guys, I get that sexy voice right before I get completely healed up. And I get all sexy. So I'm talking like this here. But it's not quite there. So hang in there, ladies and guys. Not that it matters, okay? Anyway, glad you guys are with me. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255, if you want to keep up with me. And by the way, I'm going to repeat this. Tampa, Florida, October the 20th, I will be there with my two pals, Tim Wilkins and Brad Stein, and we are going to yuck it up at the Palladium Theater, and I hope we'll see you there. You're going to get one heck of a show. We're going to come there and make some fun of leftists, make some fun of the crazy stuff that's going on in the world, maybe even going on in your part of the world. You're going to have one heck of a show. Then we're going to do Barstool afterwards and chit-chat with the audience, and I think you guys are going to love it. So be sure to go to thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/comedy, and you can find out where to get tickets for the Tampa show. Love to see you there. Hope you're VIP, and we'll get everything, you know, as I said, we'll love to meet with you, hang out with you, take pictures. Brad will probably have some DVDs. I don't think I've got any tchotchkes, but we'll see what we can do. I think we do have a few shirts from the tour, things like that, but that's up to you guys. Anyway, love to meet you, and I hope to see you there. Tell friends. We're going to start doing a lot of radio in that area, so hopefully you know, you'll hear that, and your friends will hear it and come to the show. I can promise you this. If you miss it and one of your friends sees it, they're going to tell you, you missed one heck of a show. And for those of you who were in the area when we did the Reparations Comedy Tour, you know what I'm talking about. You guys came out needing oxygen. You were still laughing hard when we were filming the outtakes. I mean, that's how funny the show was. And I watched it after I did my set. I watched it from the audience. I emceed that event. But I watched it from the audience, and, man, I'm telling you, I was dying laughing. You guys were dying laughing. We had a great time. This one's even better, I promise you. So I look forward to seeing you if you want to meet me. Certainly want to meet you and commiserate. So let's get back to some of the stuff. So Kamala Harris says it's immoral. You know, she gives you this whole thing on how dare they take these immigrants to Martha's Vineyard. Is it geography that made these immigrants, you know, so bad? What was it that she said? Let's play that clip again.
You know, doing it for the sake of a headline, what we're seeing with these governors is irresponsible, and it's inhumane. It's inhumane.
Those were the words, irresponsible and inhumane. So people coming to America, landing in Texas, that's not inhumane. But the minute you move them in geography, it becomes inhumane. Well, I don't know a whole lot about geography and anthropology and how it all fits together, but what makes one it less humane than the other? I'm just curious. If the leftist people, the ilk of America that goes, oh yeah, this it's our duty to help, then why aren't you so anxious to help when they come to you? We've got a senator right now serving in Arizona who rides around in a truck running a commercial going, people always trying to tell us what to do with our border. And what do they know? What they know, Senator Kelly, is that we have an invasion happening in this state. That's what they know. And they know you're allowing it. And you can talk about inhumanity. What about the inhumanity of what you're, how you're treating your citizens? The people who actually voted you in and didn't vote you in so you can allow for an invasion to occur in the state. Who do you represent? Now, he's going to argue, well, I represent the overwhelming number of voters who cheated for me. Oh, he may not put it that way, but that's what he is essentially going to tell you. No, he doesn't. Even Democrat Arizonans know, look, this is too much. And what I love about what DeSantis and Governor Abbott's, the governors of Texas, Florida and Texas are doing is they're bringing attention to the very, they're showcasing that if leftists only get a small taste of what you deal with their stupid policies, they can't handle it. See, that, what I want you to understand is how tough you are, how sharpened you've become over the years. Now, they can also mean how dull-witted and dim-witted you've become, too, so don't get too cocky out there from me complimenting you. But you understand, you have gotten strong. Yes, you can take more tax burden. You can take more illegals coming in. You can take more crime in the streets. And you can take more indiscriminate spending of your money. Ooh, you become a Spartan, right? But you've also become desensitized. You just deal with it. You roll with the punches. Well, it's time you quit rolling with the punches. And what DeSantis and Abbott are saying is, okay, you need to see what this feels like. Have you done this before? Have you done this with one of your children? Say, you know what? You seem to think money grows on trees. So I tell you what, the next time you want something, earn it. Have you done that with a child? Have you done it with an employee that you've been trying to, you know, gingerly go, look, 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 using these leftist policies of woke and, you know, hand-holding and patting them on their bum-bum and going, well, it doesn't work, does it? You know what works? When you say, look, I'm going to help you up to a point. When that point, when you reach that limit, that's all you get. And then that's called an intervention. Tough love. I don't get it. Call it whatever you want. Give it a new name. Give it a woke name. But whatever you give it, when you give it up, when you say, I'm done, you know what happens? People are forced to grow up. You ever told somebody, you can't use my car anymore. You can't live in my house anymore. You can't use my beach house. No, I will not loan you any more money. Whatever. Whatever you decide to do, that's when you make people grow up. Well, guess what, folks? That's what DeSantis and Abbott are doing. They're saying, grow up, New York. Grow up, D.C. Grow up, Martha's Vineyard. Grow up, Oregon. You send these people there. Keep sending them. We got a ton to talk about, folks. Josh Hawley had to go as low as grilling for this particular candidate. It's insane that we've gotten to this level. You'll see when we get there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So I saw this clip of Josh Hawley, and I'm proud to tell you, I'm from the state that I live there, I'm not from there, Missouri, where Josh Hawley was a senator, and I remember the race and thinking, you know, Josh was a great guy, and he is, and I think he's going to be a presidential candidate. He's got all that and then some, and he will compete in that arena someday, and I think he'll be successful. But he's grilling a candidate for the National Archives. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to here, the Kevin Jackson Network. It's where you can find out more about me and the team. I'm going to repeat that we will be in Tampa, Florida, October the 20th at the Palladium Theater. Actually, it's in St. Pete. And I hope you guys that are in that area code will let your friends know to come check out the show. Yeah, to find out about tickets, it's on Eventbrite, but you can get to the link at the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/comedy. And I promise you, one of the best comedy shows you'll see. Not just because I'm performing, but because Tim Wilkins and Brad Stein, who are absolutely phenomenal comedians, will be joining me. And these guys are absolute pros. You will love their comedy. Three different styles of comedy that you get to pick from, and then you get to pick our brains on what's happening around the country as the nuttiness continues. So I hope we will see you there, and I'm looking forward to meeting many of you. Ruth, I've been giving a shout out to you, and I expect to see you there. I know it may be past your bedtime, but that's okay. We'll make accommodations. Anyway, I hope we get to see you guys there. Why are we even talking about the National Archives? I mean, I've seen us have to grill Supreme Court candidates, right? Or federal judges, you know, State Department, you know, type things where you really got to know that people know their stuff. We're talking about the National Archives. And I'm not trying to downplay what that role is in the sense of, you know, documenting the nation's records and things like this. But we've gotten to the point where you have to be so careful who you pick in every role because leftism will absolutely destroy it. See, the thing with the National Archives is this person is going to determine what goes in, what doesn't go in, and how it's written, how it's presented. And who knows if things can get destroyed. Why do you think we're sitting in this turmoil right now where Donald Trump says he has the ability to declassify? And by the way, there's a friend of mine who wrote an article on it. Not an article. He sent an email to a group of us and said, this is a big deal because Trump has every right to do exactly what he did. Nobody else would have questioned what Trump did because he has no records that are not already archived. By the time Donald Trump gets a document, you think it's the original? Of course not. By the time any president sees something, there are copies of it. Now, who gets to see it is a whole different thing. But somebody was the originator of the information. It isn't like the president is the one out there doing investigative reporting and then going, okay, I've got all this information here, and I'll determine who gets to see it. Whatever Trump had at Mar-a-Lago had been seen by many, many people. And, you know, one of the facts is he can declassify whatever he wants. He could tell you, yeah, aliens landed in Schenectady, New York in 2021. And he can say, it's over. He can tell you who shot Kennedy. It's over. So the idea that he's stolen something is ridiculous. On its face. It's like Michael Brown Jr., right? Oh, the cop reaches his arm out and grabs the 300-pound, 6-foot-4-inch black man by the throat. I cry foul. So I cry foul on the idea that Donald Trump did something wrong and he had some sinister. Remember all the buzz around that? It's all nothing but to get your attention off of what they're really doing. These people are still trying to steal elections, folks. Michael Moore came out here. I'm optimistic that we're going to kick the Republicans' butt in the midterms. What would change it? What could make him go from pessimism to optimism? What has Joe Biden done to make him go from pessimism to optimism? Ooh, now we really got some things working here. Ooh. Absolutely nothing. Nothing. Inflation's still high. Supply chain has improved, but you're still paying through the roof. Gasoline price is still high. No end in sight. Hunter Biden's laptop's still out there. Joe Biden's still demented. No, look, Joe Biden has gotten woman's right to choose, you know, as is one of his battle cries. He's got supposedly killing of this terrorist that he did. He's got the lessening of oil prices. I mean, he drained our strategic oil reserves, which Marjorie Taylor Greene wants to impeach him for because he put us in a precarious situation. He supposedly gotten a handle on Wu Flu, right? Trillions and trillions of dollars later, people finally waking up going, you know, this isn't quite as bad as you made it out to be, Joe. So, you know, all these things, it's over. He declared Wu Flu's over. In fact, Fauci came out and said, dude, not so fast, of course, because that's his role in this whole thing. But it's officially over. People are now no longer afraid of Wu Flu. I mean, there's some outliers, but for the most part, the same people have awakened and said, look, it's like any other bug. We just got a new bug. This one invented by China. And we can all admit that even, too. So that's where we are. But anyway, here's, I want to play this clip, just a clip of it, Holly, because he's almost apologetic that he has to grill this lady as a National Archives candidate.
You know, this is not just a theoretical set of questions, because as you know, we have seen what happens when you have political activists in the position that you are up for confirmation for. And we are living through that as a nation right now. Mm-hmm. We are living through the weaponization, the political weaponization of the National Archives, the political weaponization of the Department of Justice, the political weaponization of the FBI, such that half of the people of this country cannot trust those institutions. We're living with a president who calls half the voters of this country semi-fascists, who have said that they are a threat to democracy. This is an elected American president who makes these outrageous, outrageous statements. So in that environment, frankly, to have you up for confirmation for this position, which has become very politically charged in a way I lament it should not have been, but unfortunately, the past archivists have done what they've done. The FBI has done what it has done. DOJ has done what they have done. And here you are talking about the anti-intellectualism and, frankly, stupidity of American voters. I mean, if that isn't playing to type, I don't know what the world is. I mean, it's basically a self-parody. How can you assure me or anybody watching this hearing, the millions of Americans, 75 million Americans who voted for Republican in the last election, how can you assure them that you will be truly nonpartisan, given what you have said over a period of years?
Thank you, Senator. I stand by my record of nonpartisan service at the Congressional Research Service, the Library of Congress, and at the White House Historical Association. And I invite anybody to talk to the people that I have worked with for years in my nonpartisan government service.
This is a woman who said that Republicans suffer from anti-intellectualism. We'll be back.
Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has placed multiple counties under an emergency declaration as Hurricane Ian makes its way toward the state's Gulf Coast. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell says the threats from this storm are significant.
You may be asked to shelter in place. You may be asked to stay where you're at. And if you are asked to stay where you're at, make sure that you have the supplies that you need to support yourself for a few days.
She urges residents to listen to local evacuation orders. Administrator Criswell adds that those in the path of the storm should expect power outages. Pfizer is asking the FDA to approve of use of its new COVID-19 booster shots that target the Omicron BA.5 variant for young children. Pfizer's request coming before clinical trial results are released for kids age 5 to 11. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I want to share with you guys, I watched, many times I've watched this, it's called Hitsville. And it's a thing about Berry Gordy and Motown. And I talked to my team about, not Hitsville, but it hit me the other day when I was watching it, because I had family at my house. And, what Berry Gordy did. Do you know Berry Gordy ran Motown like Ford Motor Company? Berry was a serial entrepreneur and he failed quite a bit. And in his last failure, where he had a record store, he wanted to sell jazz. And nobody was buying jazz, they were buying blues. This was in Detroit. And he couldn't sell jazz. Because everybody wanted the blues. And why did they want the blues? It was the industrialization of America, and Detroit was just a grinding. It was a grind. And black folks were like, man, why are you trying to sell us this peppy upbeat new stuff? You know, that's supposed to take us to these new levels when we want the blues. They wanted Muddy Waters and what have you. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, by the way, folks. And if you're wondering, what does all this talk about black music and Berry Gordy and Motown have to do with politics? Get on with it, black man. I will. I'll get on with it. Settle down, white people. I'm making a point. So Berry goes, he had to go to work for Ford Motor Company. He lost his business. He lost his record store. But he loved music. He had written some hit songs for a couple of black artists. And when he went to Ford, and this is what's cool about it, he goes to work for a guy who, you know, a white man's company. He has to settle. He has to put his dream on the shelf. By the way, I know Berry Gordy personally. So he puts his dream on the shelf. Berry goes to Ford, and he learns the process of how a car was built. And he talked about how it started out, with a frame, et cetera, et cetera. And by the time it went out of the production center, it was a beautiful automobile. And he says, that's what I want to do with Motown. And by chance, he meets Smokey Robinson, who was writing songs, and he'd auditioned to be part of this thing that Berry was the writer. Berry was one of the guys that wrote songs for this very popular guy who was bringing people under his label. And Smokey wrote some songs, and he didn't make it. But Berry heard his songs and said, you got good songs, but you don't know how to get a hook. So he's like, who are you? And he's like, I'm the dude that writes songs for this guy. And Smokey paid attention. So Berry began tutoring Smokey Robinson on how to finish writing songs. Ultimately, Smokey Robinson became a songwriting machine. Then he brought in the Holland Dozier Holland. You guys aren't going to know who this is, but I'm going to tell it to you anyway. Pay attention, white people. Wake up! felt like the teacher. A little bit of black history. These guys ended up taking on the Supremes. But I'm not going to bore you with the details other than to tell you they wrote dozens of hit songs. But they used to just come hang out. And what Barry created was this funnel of artists. None of these people had written music, but Barry, they would try, and Barry would critique it. And he'd say, this is good, but this didn't make it. It's exactly how we work in my organization. Exactly. I look at everybody's work, and I go, this is pretty good, but you can do better. And here's what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to make a statement, and this is where I'm going to with all of this for the Kevin Jackson Network. We are about to Motown conservative politics. Hallelujah. Did you just hear what I told you? We are about to Motown conservative politics. I figured it out. I've seen this Hitsville at least five times. And I finally made eye contact with Barry the same way I did it. And he'll tell you this. The Laguna Niguel Hotel, Ritz-Carlton in Laguna Niguel, California, when Barry and I first met. And I'm looking at him when he's having dinner. And I'm talking to a friend of mine, and I'm going, that's Barry Gordy. And we're arguing. And she's like, that is not Barry Gordy. And I go, I swear to you, that's Barry Gordy. And I look at Barry, and he mouths to me, I'm Barry Gordy. And I go over, and that's when I meet Barry Gordy. One of the most amazing moments of my life. So I'm going to tell you something. We are about to Motown conservative politics. And if you know the impact of Motown, understand that's what we are about to do. So those of you who have supported us, getting us to this level and, you know, going forward, we're about to start putting out some hits. Hitsville, USA is coming to politics. That's all I can tell you. This is what God opened up in my brain and in my heart. Now, I've always known it was there, but I didn't follow it the way. And I wish I'd spent more time with Barry, listening to him tell me stories like, going, hey, Kev, let me tell you this. You know, sadly, I don't know him that well. But I wish I had, because I'm telling you, I was watching it the last time with my brother. And I'm sitting there, and I'm thinking, because I'm telling him, you got to watch this. It's pretty good. Now, I've seen it multiple times, but I never watched it intently like that. And I tell you, it was a God moment, because I've seen it, and yet I hadn't seen it. And when it hit me, it was like a, duh! And it's one of these things where what God revealed to me, it can't be duplicated. This is uniquely a message sent to me, and I got it. So first of all, thank you, Lord. We should always stop when those revelations occur and give our thanks to our Heavenly Father, because that's, like I tell people all the time, those are the little messages sometimes you miss. You know, I was telling Larry when he was there to watch this, I was like, man, you got to watch this. He was like, yeah, let's watch it. And sure enough, the message was more for me, even though he thoroughly enjoyed it. He was glad we spent the time. And I'm glad I got to spend that time with him and my sister-in-law. So anyway, back to other things. DeSantis continues confounding the experts by doing the obvious. And when I say the experts, I use my finger quotes, because I don't regard them as experts. I regard them as experts, okay? So I think you get the picture. DeSantis proposed legislation last week that would prohibit the Chinese Communist Party from continuing what he declared was a nefarious policy of land buyouts near U.S. military bases in the state. I personally believe they should confiscate this land. If there's been anything near a U.S. military base, it needs to be confiscated. Now, you might argue, well, Kevin, the land's available. Anybody can purchase it. Well, that's true, but it doesn't have to be available. It can be made, you know, taken from eminent domain. So, I'll be honest, I don't have anything against the Chinese. I actually, I love the culture. And I lived there for a while, so I have nothing against it. And I think that we can always learn from each other. There's much to be learned by how China operates to some degree, and specifically how the people are. I meet many, you know, Chinese people. I have a Chinese friend I golf with, two of them, in fact. And one of them tells me all the time, he goes, man, you have no idea the admiration China has for America. And I go, yeah, I do to a degree. We taught you the industrial, you know, how to industrialize. I mean, I do understand it. I've spent enough time here. He goes, yeah, but you don't fully understand it. And he explained it one day, and I was blown away. He's right. He said, Kevin, the people of China, they see America like Elvis. And what he means by that is when they think of us, they think of when Elvis was in his popularity, like, oh, I got to get to America. I love America. You know, and he's right. I mean, I know many, when I was there, people, they don't say much. They're very, you know, it's a closed society in the sense that they can't let you know a lot of things. They don't know who's against them, but they really want to get here. And I know there's a lot of, spies here. No question about it. But and they have been indoctrinated to do things a particular way. But trust and believe, there are a lot of people who, you know, they work for the CCP, and they understand that. But they do understand that America is going to be very difficult to bring down, and they don't want to necessarily do it. Anyway, but DeSantis gets it. And he's saying, look, we got to. You know, companies or countries rather that are dealing with China, whether it's Russia, Iran, North Korea, etc. You can't be purchasing land around our bases. And it was triggered, they said, because of the Chinese purchase of the Grand Forks Air Base in North Dakota back in July, and Malmstrom Air Force Base in Montana. He says. They believe that they're purchasing this in order to surveil what's going. Well, look, I hate to be so doggone pragmatic, but where would you, if you wanted to monitor military operations, where would you do it? Next to military operations. Anyway, they go on. He says they want to get intelligence. They want to know what's going on in the U.S. He says, how is this in our national interest? Again, a very basic question. He says Chinese Huawei has installed telecommunications equipment on land near U.S. military bases, raising concerns among lawmakers and national security officials that CCP may intend to capture sensitive data on military procedures and personnel. Shocker.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention Walmart shoppers. Now you can order one of the most advanced hearing aids on the market for hundreds, not thousands of dollars. Hearing Assist's most advanced product lineup includes models that use an exclusive app for enhanced control over what you want to hear. It's perfect if you have a smartphone or iPhone to hear everything better. And we have two great ways for you to get one. You can call the number at the end of this ad and order directly. Or you can call this same number and we will text you a complete list of Walmart Vision Center locations. We make it easy for you to hear better. Remember, call this number today to order and have a text message instantly sent to your phone to find the Walmart Vision Center near you. Here's that special number.
800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. That's 800-403-7162.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Now, I'm going to ask you to bear with me on this story because you're going to try to figure out, Kevin, why are you telling me this story? I have a point. This has to do with this Celtics coach that got fired. I don't know if you heard the story. You probably didn't because it doesn't seem very political. His name was Udoka. And they said Celtics coach Ime Udoka's alleged dalliance will cost him the entire 2022-2023 NBA season. The organization announced Thursday, this was last week, that Udoka has been suspended for the entire season after having what has been reported as an improper and consensual relationship with a female member of the team's staff, a violation of the franchise's code of conduct. A decision about his future with the Celtics beyond this season will be made at a later date, the Celtics said in a statement. The 45-year-old Udoka was hired by the Celtics from Steve Nash's coaching staff with the Nets in 2021 and has been in a relationship with actress Nia Long since 2010. They share a son together. I want to apologize to our players, fans, the entire Celtics organization, and my family for letting them down, Udoka said in a statement. I am sorry for putting the team in this difficult situation, and I accept the team's decision. Out of respect for everyone involved, I will offer no further comment. Now, here's what's interesting. ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski reported late Wednesday that Udoka was facing disciplinary action, possibly for the entire upcoming season, but he is not expected to resign. That's what he reported early. Well, and here's what, it was a strange tweet, and this is what caught everybody. I'm going to get to the point, I promise people, pay attention. Stick with me. Anyway, there was a tweet that strangely suggested if there is one person who will never get fired for sleeping around, it is Udoka. The tweet was posted before anybody should have known anything about it. In other words, this is the type of thing that usually wouldn't see the light of day. It's not an owner. It wasn't like a big deal. People would say, we'll handle this internally. But it wasn't. It was 3 hours before that cryptic tweet came out, 3 hours before they made the official announcement. So Stephen A. Smith, who I think is a blowhard, quite honestly, but, you know, from time to time he gets it right. And it's funny because he gets it right and we want to give him press, and he doesn't get it right, and, you know, he's who he is. But he is who he is. Smith understands right from wrong, but he's still warped in many ways. It's kind of like Van Jones. Van Jones understands right from wrong, but he's still warped. Stephen Smith understands what's happening with this at that institutional racism level of leftism, and he's upset about it. And that's what I want to play this clip, because you'll understand, and I'm going to obviously break it down for you, but this, I want you to understand how leftism seeps in, how they understand themselves when they're kind of teetering on that line, as I mentioned, Stephen A. Smith and Van Jones tend to do, and many others, by the way.
Because I got news for you, America. There's plenty of white folks in professional sports that's doing their thing. And I say that not complimentary. I don't see the information out about them. Why are we talking about this now? We got to talk about it because it's the news. Ain't none of our damn business. Unless you fire him. But if you keep him, it's none of our business. Mm-hmm. It should have never been put out there by the Celtics organization. And don't tell me you didn't do it. Because you absolutely did it. Because news reporters got it. So it emanated out of Boston. Somebody ain't in L.A. or Utah or something leaking this stuff about the Boston Celtics.
Right.
This is on y'all.
In typical Stephen A. Smith fashion, over the top. But I get it. Plenty of white folks in professional sports that's doing their thing. So let's reflect back on this from a CNN perspective. Remember Zucker? Who was doing his thing, and he gets fired from CNN. That's what it took to depose him. So Stephen A. Smith is wrong, and I mean, from a sports perspective, he's right. I don't know who's doing their thing in sports, but here's what I do know: lots of people are doing their thing, and leftists tend to do their thing a lot more than, you know, the average group. So I would suspect, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that Udoka, whatever his name is not the only guy who's running a head coach of a team who potentially could be having an affair. I don't know what, let me say this, because I don't have a dog in the fight when it comes to professional sports. I think they're a bunch of big babies making way too much money to play a kid's game. Are they talented? Yes. But, you know, it should be, go play your game like it was in the old days, then go make a living. But here's what my concerns are. And this is food for thought for you and the listening audience, because you know more about this than I do. Number one, how's Boston doing? They're having a good season. See, Udoka is a black coach. I'm going to tell you right now, I think he's affirmative action. See, because I hate to say that, but that's what things have become these days. Let's hire a woman to do this. Let's hire a black woman in particular to do this. Let's hire a black man. So in this particular case, I don't know the Celtics record, but if you're willing to let your coach go for a year over an infraction like this, I think there's more to it. I think you're using it as a way to get rid of your affirmative action hire and not have to say it. This is your ability to say, you know what? We can dump this dude on moral turpitude and not have any repercussions. And it doesn't hurt that he's messing around on Nia Long, because she in the black community is kind of a bit of a goddess. I don't know if you guys have ever seen the movie Love Jones. One of my acquaintances, he's in the film. But it's got it truly is one of the best films. It happens to have a black cast, but it's like Friends on steroids with some of the best actors. And I'm telling you, great film. And Nia does an amazing job in that film. It made a lot of black men fall in love with Nia Long. But the point is, let me get back on track here. Kevin, get back. Anyway, I think that's what's going on here. And I think that's what Stephen A. Smith is alluding to. Because he says there are plenty of white folks out there doing their thing, and I don't see any information out on them. And then he says this. It isn't L.A. who outed this guy. It isn't some rival team. It's the Boston Press, and it's probably somebody from the team who did it, who said, oh, this is a little fishy. You get what I'm saying? Now, again, I don't know, but now let's look at the bigger implications. Okay, so if it is, we've got the woke NBA. Remember, less than a year ago, these were the guys taking a knee before the game and had painted Black Lives Matter in the middle of the court and, you know, had to make a racial injustice thing. Well, here's some racial injustice, injusticement. You got a black coach now who's been suspended over, well, more. Look, as I said, I want to know who else. It's kind of like Harvey Weinstein. Is he the only dude in Hollywood that was showing his junk to young starlets? I don't think so. And I'm not trying to cast aspersions on the coaches in the NBA. They may be stand-up guys. I know I can't stand the one for the whoever won. This guy Kerr. No, that's his name, Kerr. I can't stand him. He's got those Steph Curry on his team. I can't stand that coach. Mr. Woke. Sick of it. But now we've got a situation, and I love it because we get to watch the NBA. We get to watch the bastion of leftism eat itself, and you get to watch the feast. Because I'm going to tell you, why aren't they crying affirmative action? Why aren't they crying, you know, Black Lives Matter? Why aren't they crying, well, if this were a white coach? There's some underlying stuff here. I don't know what it is. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not smart enough. I don't follow this junk. This is junk news. But this is a bigger underlying story.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.